the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Yesterday, I texted everybody on the show and I said, well, I just made the biggest texting error of my life, which is really saying something.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I'd had a pretty good-sized one recently. But this makes that one.
Did you talk about that on the air?
17. Yeah. 17 is where that one will stay. That one lives in 17.
Uh-huh.
At least for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably another month or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, time heals all.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Last time you had a good-sized one.
So I was doing a lot of things at once. I was texting my girlfriend who was stuck in traffic. I had helped my son with some math. I was playing NBA 2K. I was texting a 17-year-old dude that lives near my neighborhood who has walked the dogs once before, and that's the only time I'd met him. Had watched the dogs one weekend when I was out of town. And I had said, hey, if you could drop by on Saturday around 2 o'clock. And while I was on the FaceTime with my son, he had written back, and I didn't see that one, but my girlfriend, who was stopped in traffic on the interstate, had written back and was texting me as well. And those ones I did see, and that was very important to respond to post-haste. So I finished with my boy. I say, all right, Henry, thanks. Great job. Hang up, pick up the phone, and made a video to send on the text. And I did it in the app. So it's, as soon as you do it, you hit the blue arrow. Don't even preview it, because if I had, I wouldn't have sent it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see by the very poor quality of the effort. And then as soon as I sent it, I realized that I sent it to the 17-year-old dude who's finishing up high school and lives nearby.
Is he at least turning 18 soon? So this doesn't seem as probably illegal.
Think within the year.
He's turning 18 and Free Beer's turning into Daryl. Circle. You're going to be back in overalls before you know it.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of serial killer things and like things about sexual deviance.
Right.
And that's usually how it is. Like, you'd be shocked to hear that a lot of times when people do bad things to young boys, they themselves had bad things done to them when they were young boys.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything to young boys.
Uh-huh.
Well, based on your twitching in your eye right now.
Yeah, you're right. He's an older boy.
He's almost 18.
You can't look at a guy.
I wasn't going to do it. This is
that looks like this and say, I'm not going to do bad things to young boys.
If you are not a fancy idiot, you are really missing out.
I hurt.
Supposed to go to my girlfriend. I'm not sure how this helps us either.
Yeah, traditionally, that's how it's supposed to go. But
okay.
So you left one part out because you had said that he specifically responded by saying he was going to be late or something. Or
he said it's going to be later than I thought on Saturday.
Because you wanted him to stop by at a certain time, but he wasn't going to be able to get
there. But in reality, for the record, that doesn't matter because they just need to go out.
Right.
But I had said, hey, around this time. And so he very politely was like, hey, I got to walk my Nana's dog. Very innocent and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So then he got this video innocence. Back. Steve, play the bleeping thing.
You're sure you've thought about this enough?
Oh, I'll bet he's sure
I
now.
Thought
he's
thought about it enough.
This is his. I guarantee I'm in your brain right now. What you're saying is we need to play this now because this is going to be better than what comes out of the guys and girls' mouths if we don't play it now.
Can you read his exact text and then I will fire it off so it's in real time? Like
I deleted the entire conversation.
All right, then just summarize it. His reply back is,
I'm going to be later than you thought. Or it's going to be later than you asked. I hope that's okay.
If you're going to be late, at least we could be having sex.
Oh, that is so creepy. That's so creepy.
Wow.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Oh,
you shouldn't have sent that to anybody.
Yeah, and that works when you send it to the right person?
What the hell is she thinking?
If you're going to be late.
Why do you sound like Bane?
It was supposed to be kind of funny. Mission not accomplished.
I disagree. I think it's been very well accomplished.
Can't play against you.
If you're going to be late, at least we could be having sex.
Look at that creepy wink.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's so Heisenberg of you.
What's this part? like where you just.
So he's doing that weird Daryl Eye thing.
You've never even seen him.
Yeah,
he's been dead for a decade.
Yeah. Serial killer, Sam.
Thanks to my friend Ellen Taylor, who just sent as many laugh emojis as I've ever seen in one text.
Send more, Ellen. God. Send more. That wasn't enough.
There's not enough in the world.
So I immediately, like, I hit send, and then it goes. Boop. You know, the noise it makes.
If you're going to be late.
That's enough. And the least you could be doing is having sex.
It makes the,
you know, it's gone. And then I see the name of the 17-year-old boy who had just said it's going to be later than you thought. So then I write to him, holy S! That was meant for someone else. Don't open it. Delete, delete.
No woman would want to have sex with that loser.
And he said, no problem, man. Everybody's done it. I'll delete it. I won't even open it. Which is code for I just put it on my school Snapchat.
Yeah, he definitely did.
He'd be out of his mind not to.
There are screenshots of your creepy, weird eyes going around some high school right now.
So then I write to my girlfriend.
I just deflowered a 17-year-old.
No, that was when I wrote the text that I told you about earlier that said, I assume my career is over. And at that point, I believed that what I had said was, if you were going to be as late as you are, because she was going to be late to where she was going, at least we could. I thought that I said the least we could do is be effing. So that's even worse. Still bad. So then she wrote, is that a joke? I said, no, it's not a joke. And she wrote, ha ha, how'd that go? And I go, not ha ha, my career's probably over. And then she said, why didn't I get the video? And I said, because I'm dead. And she said, I want to see the screenshot of this exchange. Was it funny? How old is the kid? So then I sent it to her. And I got the kind of support I expected. I am cry laughing. I'm calling you to show you. So then my phone rings and I answer it.
Just laughing. Laughter.
And then she goes, oh, the wink. So gross. Ha ha ha. Oh, yeah. It's going viral. Make sure he deletes it. You're effed. But at least you said you could be having sex and not effing. He probably doesn't even know who you are. And then I wrote back and no, I think it does because we know his family. And then Kayla wrote, that is some pure Daryl S right there.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's so true.
The thing you were going to send to her, she referred to as creepy and Daryl-like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. That is excellent show code, though, I got to say.
That is tops.
I'm embarrassed for you and overjoyed.
Really need to stop being a creep like that, though.
Yeah, you gotta stop. That eye thing you're doing, is that like a problem?
Yeah. Not in the video, but if that's right in front of you, oh my God, squeeze your cheeks and run. Yeah.
The last time I looked like that, I had a swollen gland. Like, what's your deal?
He also had a swollen gland.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was wonderful.
So is he going to come and walk your dogs? What's going on with that?
Talk about a boner.
Oh, I forgot. He wrote back later and said, it's going to be $40 now. And then like LOL or whatever. And I'm like, you could have said $100.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm on the hook.
Oh, boy.
You should print out a screenshot of where your teeth and your tongue's kind of like right there. Steve was doing this funny thing where he's slowing it down and rewinding it and fast forwarding it. And put it in a frame with $100 and then just leave that on your counter.
I don't think I'm going to like make it seem like I'm giving him presents now, but that's a great idea.
On the bright side, I think you could become a viral meme with one of your still images, and then you own the original, and eventually you could sell it like, you know, L-E-I-T. Nyan Cat.
Lots of text. OMFG. Wow. Oh, no. Your girlfriend gets those and likes it? I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, yes, but not for the reasons that he hopes.
Great. First, I was late for work, and now I need to go back home to take a shower to wash the gross off. Free beer, that just became my new ringtone. No, it's not. Don't be weird. This text, OMG, you bleeping creep. I know that number.
Yeah, you texted a video to it last night, right?
Yeah, twice. Don't play it ever again. I agree. That's a smart person from the 484. I don't know why someone would send a still image of the wolf next to Red Riding Hood. I don't even get that. I don't get that at all.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Yeah. Don't say it like that. Unless you wink at the end.
I wish you had done it in a Pepe Le Pew voice.
I don't think I have one.
We could have been having sex.
Joe, I just got your text. Hard pass, but thanks.
You asked me to look it up for you.
It's just a public service.
Yeah, well, that's it. How to join, NAMLA.org.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.